I'm here at the International Production and Processing Expo in Atlanta, Georgia. With me is Steve Olson, who just did a great demonstration here in the Pig Pavilion, cutting up a side of pork for us. And Steve, first of all, give me a little bit of your background, please.
Well, I'm from upstate New York. I was raised on a farm where my dad raised beef cattle and hogs. I went to on to pursue degrees in animal husbandry and then animal science at Kansas State University. I started with the USDA, oh goodness, too long ago in Sioux City, Iowa, slipping and sliding into some of the plants out there in the 1970s. I also worked in New York City markets. And then I've had the most enjoyable opportunity of being a specification writer for the USDA's Agricultural Marketing Service. So a lot of the purchase specifications I would write for the large volume purchasers, such as the Department of Defense, state and local governments, and close to my heart, the National School Lunch Program.
And what do you do now?
Now I am retired, you know, after 32 years. And being from upstate New York and living in Washington, D.C. for 27 years, where do you think I'd retire? I went back to upstate New York. And I'm having so much fun right now. I have 60 of the most wonderful mama beef cows you ever seen. They all have names. I practice animal ID. They all have their own names. What we do is I produce feeder calves. And then I even feed out my own livestock for finished steers and that. I got an active trade selling cattle to a packing plant in Boston. I have to meet criteria about grades and that stuff I learned. Essentially, what I'm doing now to see if all this stuff I've been teaching for the last 30-some-odd years actually works, as far as paying attention to the genetics, to the nutrition of the livestock, to the handling of the livestock, and getting them ready for market the right time when they peak, and try to make a little money, and it works.
And in your spare time, you entertain people like here by cutting up sides of pork. Tell us about what you're doing here at IPP.
Oh, God, could you imagine if you had to prepare yourself to give a speech about, oh, let's cut up a pork side and go over the muscles and things like that. What this is, it's actually a movement that started, oh, goodness, I would say the late 1980s when... to economic driven when add value to cuts, particularly when we became more of an international, when we started exporting meats and competing against other countries and learning new cuts overseas. I'm very fortunate to work with Barry Carpenter. He was my boss, and he had me, in fact, he's the one assigned me to do some of these overseas duties, you know, going in and actually participate as a specification writer, if you will, with European countries and work with our competitors such as New Zealand and Australia and pork, of course, with the Danes. So what this is information transfer. It's to promote the wonderful book that our friends at NAMA produces, The Meat Buyer's Guide, something that I've worked with that with since 1983. And what that, of course, I have to put a little plug in. The NAMA guide is a pictorial illustration of specifications I wrote while I was at USDA. So they are USDA origin. And they're public domain documents, so an organization such like NAMA, and we really appreciate that because that's a role with the Agricultural Marketing Service was to provide a language of trade, if you will, level the playing field. They're not regulatory. Isn't that wonderful? They're not regulatory. They're purchaser-driven. And so that's what we're doing here. It's kind of an information transfer activity to tell you the wonderful things about the NAMP guide and to try to put a personality with those. If you ever sat down and read that thing, boy, it'd be very difficult.
Well, and that is available online, some of the videos of you doing that. Yeah. And you go and do this in other places of the country. You got one coming up in College Station, is that right?
Yeah, we'll be down at College Station with my friends at Texas A&M. We've done this we do it different parts of the country, if you will. We've been up to our neighbors in Canada, in Vancouver, Guelph University, doing a center of the plate training. I really enjoy it. We have done some of these at, local little packing plant will have me come in, spend a day with some of their cutters and that, you know. And, you know, I kind of enjoy that because you get away from your work environment and you actually can kind of joke around, tell stories about the meat industry, about meat cuts and stuff like this. And so, yeah, I have fun doing this. We do about 3 or 4 of these a year.
Well, that's great. And we'll refer people to the website so they can see the videos there and find out where you're going to be.
All right.
Well, I enjoyed it, Steve. Thank you.